The economy, forest health, education, and the federal government's role topped the extensive list of subjects. In attendance were all but two candidates currently vying for the governor's office, four Republicans, one Democrat, one Libertarian, and one member of Americans-elect. Each candidate took part in a 15-minute interview with the moderator, followed by a brief closing statement. Republican and Mesa Mayor Scott Smith recently received Governor Jan Brewer's endorsement. He spoke with me after the event.
Tourism is obviously important in northern Arizona. Forest management is obviously important. And then we have a thriving business that surrounds the university here. I think we can leverage that business and leverage opportunities to keep students here, to create startups, innovation centers, and other things that will help Flagstaff grow and prosper.
Republican candidate Christine Jones is the former executive vice president of tech startup GoDaddy.
What really makes sense to me, folks here in Flagstaff, is really about life sciences and biotechnology, and then also alternative forms of energy, build up the industry concentration around that which is already here.
The race's sole Democrat is Arizona businessman and former regent Fred Duvall.
We need to reintroduce ourselves to the rest of the country as a place of inclusion, get away from these 1070 and 1062 kind of politics, a place that's growing in terms of its business climate, that supports business growth, and that is investing in education.
The Flagstaff Forum was the final event in the race before the primary election on August 26th. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.